All right, welcome back to Drinks First, the podcast in which you can meet New York City's kinda eligible. Today we have such a fun guest. She's super smart and gorgeous, and I'm very excited for you guys to meet her. So I'll just let her introduce herself. Do you mind telling us where you're from and where you're living now and how old you are?
Sure. So I'm freshly 23. My birthday was August 5th, so not too long ago. I was raised in Los Angeles and spent a lot of my childhood there, and then ended up moving to New Hampshire, which was really weird to say the least, when I was 14. And ever since then, I've kind of been bouncing around the East Coast. I went to college in Rhode Island, and now I'm living in the Upper West Side, right near Columbia. So
nice. And what are you doing now?
So I decided that I just want to do school forever. So I'm getting my PhD in chemistry. I'm just wrapping up my first year now, and I have four more to go. So
Jesus.
Yeah, it's a long road, but I'm hoping that it will all be worth it. Hopefully.
So how long have you been in New York City?
Just over a year. So I moved here right at literally like 4 days after I graduated college, like May, late May of 2019. So.
And yeah. You came and immediately did school again?
Yeah. So the summer before I started school in the fall, I was actually teaching like undergraduate labs here at Columbia. And that was a super fun experience. I was getting paid, so it was nice because I just got to like kind of check out the city and like get a feel for it before I like fully dove into school. I was teaching and kind of just hanging out, and then ended up, you know, getting all wrapped into school like come September, which was a time for sure. I definitely like, I obviously like, you expect like grad school to be hard, but like, I don't know, I feel like nothing could have prepared me for like the shitstorm that was like my first semester. Like it was truly like insane, but I survived.
I mean, it's also like not just grad school. You're getting your PhD. You're not getting your master's.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was a lot. It's like, I don't know, like research PhDs in the sciences are like another like beast. Like there's just so much that goes into it beyond just like the classes. Like, you know, like we have to pick a lab, and that's like a whole, like, I felt like I was literally on like The Bachelor, because it's like you have to compete with like other classmates to impress like your boss the most, or whoever you want to be your boss the most. So now I'm kind of taking like a little bit of a turn, because I'm doing more like chemistry / biology research, which is something I've always wanted to do. So it's definitely like a dream come true. But yeah, I mean, I've just constantly been fascinated, and like anytime I find like an interesting question, like that's really the curiosity is like what fuels me to like find the answer to that question. And so that's kind of like why I ended up doing a PhD, because that's what it's all about, is like having a research question and just like chasing after it. And so yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, so you had said that you did undergraduate, like you had done some undergrad stuff, teaching or helping with classes at Columbia the summer before.
Yeah.
So you got to familiarize yourself with the city a little bit before like diving into PhD world.
Yeah.
Right. So this is a question I ask everybody, which is, where do you like to eat and where do you like to go out?
Okay. So it really depends on like, at least now it depends on like how tired I am. But like with research and everything, like I literally just got out like 20 minutes like before this. So if I'm like tired, I'll just go out to eat or go out to a bar like local to Columbia. If I'm like going out, I mean, I feel like the Lower East Side is like so annoying to say, but like, I mean, it's like, yeah, it's a staple, right? I've gone out like that place, Brass Monkey. Oh, a time. Can't say I have too many memories from that night. Yes.
What are some like Columbia bars for people who might like want to go meet Columbia people?
Okay, so if you want to like avoid undergrads, the bar that is full of undergrads, well, at least I don't know, it probably won't be full of undergrads now, but usually is it's called like Bar 110, I think, and it's just full of undergrads. I've been there like one or two times, and I remember walking in and just being like, okay, like no. But the bar that like me and my friends really like, that's like super chill, like the bartenders are like so dope and cool, is called Lion's Head Tavern, and that's like where all the grad students chill, so that's like where we prefer to go. Or there's another like a beer parlor place called Arts and Crafts that's really cool too. So yeah, that's kind of like where all the grad students hang, but yeah, I mean, that's pretty much where me and my friends like hang out.
Well, you heard it here, you know, if you want to snag like a Columbia boy or girl or whatever, like head to these places.
Yeah, you'll definitely find a few for sure.
Where do you like to eat? Like, do you like to stay by Columbia or?
So I'm vegan, so I mostly try to like cook for myself just because it's easier. But there's a few like really good vegan places around here. There's one in Harlem actually called Seasoned Vegan that I'm, yeah.
So good.
Literally so good. And now there's a new place called Vegan Hood that I still have yet to try, but I like follow them on like everything and they always post pictures of their stuff and I'm just like, oh my God, like I need it.
Made you go vegan?
So for me, this sounds like kind of shitty to say, but for me it was like less about like the animals, like in terms of like I want to save the animals, like I mean I do, like that's great added benefit. Like the biggest thing for me was like the environmental impact, and so yeah, I mean I've been vegetarian for years. Vegan is newer, like probably about 5 months, like strictly now, but I've been like nearly vegan for a while and it just took me a long time to finally cross like no cheese off my list.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
It's seriously so hard. Like I struggle so much. Pizza is like the one thing that I'm like, I'll crave it like randomly sometimes and I'll just have to like do like a full-fledged like vegan Whole Foods like haul and like go there and just like buy all the things that I need to like make a okay vegan pizza that like doesn't suck too much, and like that usually like curbs the craving, but like I miss real pizza like a lot. So
I would, yeah, I don't blame you, I would too. I like pizza's like, yeah, my favorite thing. Would you date somebody who's like not vegan or vegetarian?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely not like a deal breaker at all. I definitely like, I mean, my whole family, like my parents eat meat, like literally everybody I know eats meat. So it's like it's not a negative to me, but like, I definitely would appreciate like somebody who's like open to like trying like vegan stuff, you know?
Let's talk about your dating life. Like, how has it been dating in New York City?
A time. Like, I actually moved to New York City in a relationship. Good Lord. Why did I do that? Yeah, so I like came here with not my college boyfriend, but like he was also moving to New York for his job. So like it just kind of worked out. worked out. That's funny. So yeah, we both moved here, and that whole summer that I was here last year, before school, we, you know, we're still together and like hanging out and whatever. And then that kind of crashed and burned, like, really somewhat abruptly, because I kind of just, I'm like very focused, and he was giving me like way too much drama in my life. And I basically told him like, hey, like, if this doesn't stop by the time I start my program, like, I can't do this. Like, I just don't have time for this like energy in my life. Like, I'm already going to be stressed with school. Like, this is just not what I need. And so, yeah, that ended up literally it ended, I think, like the week I started like class.
What sort of drama was he giving you? Like,
broke loose like when I moved to New York. So I don't know if he was like annoyed that I was kind of like finding my place and like trying to do my own thing and like whatever. But yeah, like he just got like kind of crazy, and I was just like, like, I'm just not about this. And so yeah, that ended. And I was kind of over him for like a whole month prior to like actually ending the relationship. So because of that, I moved on very quickly. And yeah, I was like very quickly on like the apps.
What apps were you on?
I did like Tinder for a while because Tinder was all I knew, right? Mm-hmm. So because of that, I was just comfortable with it, and then eventually burned out of Tinder like a few months after that, after a friend had recommended Hinge to me. And so then I tried Hinge, which Hinge was better, like less like creepers, I feel.
Yeah.
And like more genuine people for sure. But yeah, so that's kind of been what I've been doing like since last summer, even though like now because of quarantine and everything, I haven't really been dating. But yeah, I went a little bit wild after I broke up with my ex-boyfriend because I was super excited to be single and like out of that situation.
How long were you dating your ex?
Like a year.
Okay.
It was a year too long for being honest.
So what happened like after you guys broke up?
I literally just like, just hot men, like, just like, yeah, I was just, I have like, I don't know. I wouldn't say I have a, maybe I do have a type. I don't know. But I have this horrible like thing for like skater guys. It's so annoying. I literally, oh my God, it's because they never like want a relationship. At least that's what I've experienced. And so, yeah, that never works out. And so like, I was like seeing this one like really hot guy for like, I don't know, like a couple of months. And then he went to like Amsterdam and I was like, okay, bye. Like, what the heck is going on? And then he came back and he like randomly texted me, and I don't know, like he was super cute, but literally from the jump, he was like, yeah, so like, this is like super casual, right? And I was just like, yeah, but like, I was like, I don't know. I'm like too much of like a hopeless romantic that I'm just like, if I like you like a little bit, like saying something like that kind of like gets to me. And I'm just like, oh, yeah. You don't even like want to like attempt to like get to like know me deeper on a level than just like that. But
I know, I don't get, I mean, I do get why some people shut the door to like the potential of being in like something more serious, but I think that like the only time I can really think of that being like super acceptable is like if you just got out of like a long-term relationship and you like just want to have fun and you meet somebody. But I don't think that like generally you should close the door on being like, yeah, let's keep it casual, like let's try and, you know, be non-committal. I feel like everybody is I really just think it's it, like everybody's afraid of commitment.
Yeah, I feel like too, I would have less, or I would be less hurt by it if that was just said like from the jump, like before you even like see my face, like,
yeah,
say that so that I'm like aware. But yeah, like this guy like said that like after we like already hung out once, and I was just like, okay, like cool, like this is kind of awkward now because now I'm like kind of sad and like you're still in my room, so like, yeah. But yeah, I mean, that happened. That was kind of like my first rebound.
How did you meet him?
that was on Tinder. Was it on Tinder? Yeah, it was on Tinder. So yeah, like that was cool, but I have not like, well, that's a lie. I did see him actually. It was so, oh my God, I swear, only me. We like hadn't talked, and I had like gone to Brooklyn, and I was coming back from Brooklyn, and I was transferring at Union Square, and I'm like about to get on the train. Like, please let me know how, like, what is the probability of like this happening, right? I'm standing there. It's like, doors open. And he just walks out with his skateboard. And I literally was just standing there like, like, I'm like, okay, seriously, like the same train, the same car, the same door to that car, like at Union Square, like really? Like,
only in New York City.
Well, and that's the thing is like when I moved here, I was like, oh, like if I hook up with somebody, like I'll never see them again. Like there's too many people. Most untrue thing I've ever said to myself.
False. Absolutely like, false.
Debunked. Like that is a rumor. Like that is literally not true at all. So yeah, I learned my lesson though with that. And like now I'm like, I'm always looking. I'm like, if I see somebody that I know that I don't want to see, I'm just like, okay, like, we'll just head down. Like, this happened to me, like, I went to a bar with, I have a cousin that lives downtown, and I went to a bar with her and her husband, like, maybe 2 weekends ago, and I, like, see, like, this, like, guy that like works in my department that like was super hitting on me one time and like gave me his number and all this stuff, and I like see him like on like a double date or some shit, and I'm just like, oh my God, why do we have to sit here and just like see like man from my department? Like that did not need to happen, but like it just does. So
are you one of the only like women in your department, or do you think it's like pretty equal?
It's like, I would say it's like 40-60, 40% women. It's like almost there, but that's just the students. But like in terms of like the professors, it's like, so there's like 4 women professors. Like it's really annoying. That's something that definitely bothers me. And we're actively like trying to better, like just encourage like better representation in our department. But I don't know why it's hard, to be honest, but it just, for some reason it is. I feel like there's something that they're not telling us, but I mean, in terms of the student body, it's like fairly equal. Although I will say like the student body is like predominantly like either international students from like China or Korea, and then other than that it's like white people, and then there's like a token like literally there's like one black guy, and then I think I might be like the only Latina. So it's weird, but like we're thriving. I'm here. Like,
you're here, you're doing the damn thing.
Yeah, exactly. So I try to just like remember that, and like whenever we get like new students coming in, like I always try to like make sure that like, especially like if I know that the student is like part of like an underrepresented group, I try to like make sure that they know that they have people that they can go to and stuff like that. So yeah, it's definitely interesting, but it's slowly changing, which is good, but there's still a lot of like gender and like racial disparities for sure in chemistry.
Yeah.
It's frustrating, but I'm like hopeful that it will be different. I don't know, maybe like 10 years from now or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
have you ever tried like dating at school, like at Columbia?
I would love to date somebody that like was also in grad school. I think that would be like nice because they would understand like what it's like. That's kind of always a challenge with like dating anybody, is that if they're not familiar with like what grad school is like, or like really not a lot of people are familiar with like what like a PhD program and like a hard science is like. So I always have to like explain that like research is kind of like my job, and like I don't have set hours, but like if I don't work a ton, like, I won't graduate. So, like, it's, like, kind of complicated. And then, like, when I'm really busy and, like, shit hits the fan, like, it's hard for people to, like, understand how busy I am and, like, sometimes how tired I get and how, like, I don't want to do anything and I, like, just want to be, like, a hermit, like, in my room for, like, a night.
Yeah, and obviously that's, like, not conducive to meeting people.
Yeah, so it would be cool to meet somebody that, like, goes to school. But I will say one big no-no I've always heard from, like, other people that I know that are in, like, graduate programs like mine are, like, never date somebody in your department. So, like, that is something that I will never do.
Why do people say that?
Just because, like, it can get messy. Like, it can be really awkward if you have to, like, constantly run into that person at, like, I mean, I guess it's, like, dating in the workplace, right? Like,
yeah.
It's, like,
I can't even believe people used to meet their, like, significant others in their workplace. Because I'm, like, I could never imagine having to go to work and, like, one, being distracted by somebody, like liking somebody and, like, not, like, going to work and have to, like, worry about, like, this person and how I look. And, like, I don't know. It just sounds, like, too much.
Yeah, it definitely – I mean, God. I've gotten into a messy situation already this year with somebody in my department.
Really? What happened?
Just, like, we, like, hooked up and, like, it was just so awkward after that. And, like, ever since that happened, I'm just, like, never again. Like, we're never doing that one again because that was just not a good choice. But, I mean, I don't know. It happens. I see people do it and they always have the same reaction. They're just, like, oh, my God. Like, it's so awkward. Like, I have to see so-and-so, like, at this because, like, my department's, like, low-key, like, I don't know. Chemists can drink, man. Like, I was not aware of this, but, like, before COVID and everything, like, we would have, like, these huge departmental happy hours, like, once a month. And, like, my department goes hard. Like, they straight up order kegs. Like, it's serious business. And so, yeah, like, we'll have, like, a kegger on, like, a Friday night, like, once a month. And, like, seeing somebody that, like, you had a, as Jada Pinkett Smith would say, entanglement with, it's, like, really awkward. And then, like, I don't know, like, I, like, go to, like, get data from, like, an instrument and I, like, see somebody that, like, I'm, like, it's, like, weird, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's messy.
Yeah, so I'm, like, not super into that, but, like, dating somebody from Columbia that's, like, in a grad program, sure, I'm down. Like, sounds cool.
Do you have, like, any other deal breakers?
I mean, honestly, like, I feel like my biggest thing is, like, I really appreciate when somebody has, like, ambition towards something. I've, like, dated people in the past that just, like, and it's fine to, like, not know what you do, you know what I, or not know what you want to do. I just feel like, I don't know, I've dated people that just are complacent with just being, like, in their, like, parents' house forever or, like, never leave, like, the town that they grew up in. And, like, I don't know, like, I've dated people like that. And I also, like, have, like, relatives that are like that, that just, like, have stayed in the same place their whole life. And I don't know, I don't get it. And granted, like, I was kind of forced to, like, move around and, like, experience different places because my parents chose to move across the country. But, like, I, even though it sucked at the time, I see a lot of, like, value in it now because I feel like it actually gave me, like, the, like, openness to being able to, like, tolerate big change, whether it's, like, location or whatever. So yeah, I just feel like somebody who's ambitious and, like, just has something that they want to, like, work towards.
Yeah.
And also just, I don't know, I feel like just somebody, it sounds, like, corny, but just somebody that's, like, kind, just, like, a nice, like, human. I feel like there's some people in this world that just have, like, a lot of, like, hate and evil in their, like, heart and mind. And I just,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't like to keep people like that close to me. which have, most people don't.
Have you ever dated anybody that was like that?
Yeah. My ex was kind of like that. My most recent ex that I was talking about earlier. I've kind of like known that like my sexuality was more fluid for like a long time. And it kind of all hit me like hard last summer, or like I guess early last summer. And I like mentioned something to that about, or I mentioned something about that to him. And he was immediately like super like, he just didn't even want anything to like do with me anymore. And I was just like, and mind you, we had been dating for like almost a year at that point. So I was like, wait, what? I was like, hello, like what is going on here? And so, yeah, I was like, hey, like, and the thing is too, like, I feel like when you realize something about yourself like that, like when you hold it inside for so long, like it kind of eats away at you. And so like, I really wanted to like share it. And so I felt comfortable sharing it with him, and of course backfire. But yeah, I like just told him like, hey, like, I think like this might be a thing. Like, I think like, you know, I might be like bi or like pan, like, I don't know. And he was just like, wait, what? Like, I can't, like, how do I know that like, you're not going to be like looking at other, I was like, okay, excuse me. First of all, I've been doing that the whole time and you didn't know. So that's the tea on that. And second of all, what, I'm like, you're doing that too. Like, I'm like, you're really about to sit here and lie to my face and say like, you don't like, if there's a hot girl, you're not going to be like, oh shit, that's a hot girl. Like who doesn't do that? Like what? And so I'm like, what? I was like, okay, so like, you're telling me you're homophobic. Then, and he was just like, no, like immediate like defense mode. And I was just like, what is happening? And then this was the funniest part that like honestly makes me laugh to this day. He was like, okay, so like honestly, like you need to figure this out like by tomorrow and like tell me. I was like,
what?
Yeah, I literally, I'm like, oh, okay, like, let me just take this thing that, like, I've been struggling with, like, my whole entire life and
figure out. You're like, clock's ticking, 24 hours for you, got it, like, what?
It was truly, like, it was honestly one of the funniest moments, I think, of my life, because I was just like, wait, what? And, like, I think that was kind of, like, my turning point where I was just like, I cannot be with this person anymore, and, like, I tolerated him for like another like while longer, but like, yeah.
Well, what did you say like after that 24-hour period?
I was so stupid. I was like, okay, like what? Like what was wrong with me? Like I was like, okay, and then like I convinced myself like, no, like I'm so straight. Like I don't like anybody else but guys. Like I literally convinced myself, and then the second I broke up with him, I was like, nah, that's just not true. Like,
so what do you think made you realize like last summer, like that, you know, it was time for you to, I don't know, would you call it coming out? Like,
I mean, like kind of, I guess. I don't, I mean, yeah, I guess technically, but like, I don't know, basically like I've always found like girls, like, everybody finds girls hot, I feel like. Everybody can acknowledge that a girl is, like, pretty, right? But, like, I always found myself, and mind you, like, I had experiences as a kid that, like, now scream to me, like, hello, like, obviously, like, come on now. But, like, more so, like, in my adult years, like, I would, like, whatever, like, get uncomfortable with myself or, like, looking at a girl for too long or, like, feel weird about, like, thinking that a girl was like really attractive, right? Or just like, I don't know, like constantly, like I literally was like homophobic towards myself. And I think like a lot of people experience that. But yeah, I mean, once I like kind of broke through that barrier and also met a lot more people that were like fluid, I feel like I finally started to become comfortable with the fact that like this is like a normal thing and like there's a lot of people that feel the same way. And also that, like, it's a spectrum and, like, you don't have to necessarily be, like, 50-50. Like, you can be, like, literally any whatever, right? And so, yeah, that kind of all like transformatively made my kind of fear of that like go mostly away. Like, I think I'm still like building my confidence and whatnot with that, but like, yeah, I mean, I feel a lot more comfortable about it now. And I don't know. It's weird too, because once I admitted that to myself, like I instantly just felt like way more free. And like I didn't have to be like self-conscious of like thinking about how hot a girl was. And I'm like, yo, like I'm trying to slide in though. Like, you know, all that shit. Like it's crazy how freeing, like just admitting something to yourself can be. But yeah, I mean, I feel like now, like I feel so much more closer to my identity than like I ever have. And so, yeah, I mean, it's been like a long time struggling with it, but now looking back on it, I'm like, how did I not like realize that? Like,
what? I mean, it's kind of like great that, you know, now that you're feeling like you feel fully yourself, like you're able to take this time, you're in New York, it's the best place to be to meet people, like, and you have the opportunity now to like do that, which is incredible. Like, you can explore and have fun in a way that is like what you want to do, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And so like, yeah, now I mean I'm like talking to girls on like Hinge and like all this stuff. Oh yeah, I think the last time I talked to you, I didn't tell you that I was on, or I said I wasn't on Hinge, which was true. That changed like a week ago because I was like, I'm bored, haha, like let me go on Hinge again. So
it's like how it happens usually.
Yeah, I tried to do it like a week before that too, and I was like, oh, like I'm gonna do it, and it was like midnight and I was like remaking my profile, and then I was like 2 minutes in and I was like, okay, this is too much work. And then I deleted the app like within like 10 minutes. But now I'm like actually doing it, which is cool. I mean, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. It's cool to feel like free about this thing though, and just kind of do whatever I want.
Have you had the opportunity to like go out with a girl or like experience that yet?
No. And I literally want to so bad, like so bad. And like, what did I watched, oh, you know what? It was a TikTok. I watched a TikTok of this girl who was like, I just went on my first date with a girl and it was so great. Like, we just talked for like hours and hours, and I'm like, this sounds so cute. Like, because I feel like, I don't know, girls just like get each other in a different like way. And so, yeah, like I watched that TikTok and I was just thinking to myself the whole time, like, damn, like a date with a girl must just be like so much more comfortable, because you're just like, you both get it, and like you both get what it's like to be a girl, and like, I don't know, like it's just, it's so exciting. And like, I can't wait till like COVID and all this shit is over, so like I can actually just like really like go full force and just do like my thing. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Maybe a cute girl will want to go on a date with me.
Yeah, I mean, we've had people on before who are all LGBTQ spectrum plus, so, and we've had like women who are bisexual on, and women who have slid into the DMs for women who are bisexual, and you know, it is totally possible. So ladies, men, you know, whatever you identify as, like
everyone, please
everyone, like slide through, because at the end of the day, like this is just a great way to like put yourself out there, and you know, you're taking away a lot of pressure of like the things of a normal first date and like things that you would need to get off your chest to somebody. So hopefully if somebody thinks you're interesting, which I'm sure people will, like slide in. This doesn't happen without my listeners sliding in. So don't be afraid. Just go ahead and do it, because a lot of people have, and it has worked out. It has worked out for quite a few people.
That's so cool. My God.
So it's possible. It's 100% possible. It only works though if listeners take the initiative and are like, right, yeah, let me put myself out there. And something for my listeners is just like, these people are coming onto my podcast and putting themselves out there. Like, the least you can do is meet them halfway. So that's all I'm going to say about that. For
real. Like, when I told my friends I was doing this, they were like, wait, what? Like, what are you doing? And I was just like, dude, I was like, I remember like putting my application and just being like, whatever, like, it probably won't happen, like, blah, 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 like, we'll see. And then, like, yeah, you emailed me and I was like, oh, shit, like, oh my God, like, my fever dream came true. Like, okay.
You know, a lot of people, like, I got so many applications, like, from people who found me in random places and whatnot, and it was super exciting to, like, read through everybody, and it just proved to me that everybody is so fucking exhausted of, like, the way that we date right now.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think, I really wish, like, can somebody come up with, I mean, this is great. This is the perfect way to, like, meet people that's not, like, Hinge or, like, Tinder, but I fucking hate Hinge, Tinder. I've never done Bumble.
I think it's a good way, especially when you're, like, new to a city.
Yeah.
Like, to really just put yourself out there and meet people. That being said, like, I think apps are inherently flawed just because they're so visually based.
Oh,
like, yeah. It's just all about how you look. And also, you can limit yourself with filters and things like that. Like, you might meet somebody at a bar and they might not be, you know, 6 feet tall. They might be 5'11", and you could have never met them on a dating app because you had limited yourself. Or they might not be good at taking pictures and you might have limited yourself. It's just like, it's not foolproof.
Yeah, it really isn't. But yeah, I mean, I will say though, like, I've definitely met some people on, like, maybe not so much Tinder, but on Hinge that I still, like, chat with occasionally on, like, Instagram and stuff. And that's always cool, is, like, I'm like, oh, like, that's cute. Like, I made a friend. Like, I remember, like, a couple of months ago, one of them, he was, like, he texted me. He's, like, hey, are you going to this protest in Manhattan? And I was, like, yeah, I think so. And he's, like, okay, like, I'm thinking about going. Like, maybe we can go together. And I was, like, okay, like, word. I'm, like, we had our moment. Like, we're not really, like, doing that anymore. But, like, let's go to a protest. Like, that's mad cute. Like, we're still homies. Like, I love that.
Yeah, that I love that, too. To be honest, though, like, back in June, going to protests was, like, the best pseudo way to, like, meet people and go on dates. Like, I
hate saying that, but I can't lie and say that I wasn't like, ooh, that person is real cute. Like,
I mean, we were also, like, like, boxed in at home for months. So it was, like, the first interaction I had with people was, like, everybody was wearing masks. I would, like, here's the thing. Now it's, like, with everybody wearing masks, I think masks make people more attractive. Okay. So you're, like, you're looking at someone, and you're, like, are they looking at me? And you're, like, are they hot? Like, it might just also be the hormones of, like, COVID, the COVID craziness, but, like,
it's, like, wild. I actually challenged myself even before COVID happened. I was like, you know what, like, I'm too wild, like, I need to just, like, be celibate. And I tried. I failed, but, like, I tried really hard. And yeah, once, like, COVID got to, like, the 2 month mark, I was like, all right, like, this is ridiculous. Like, how do I function? Like, how do I do anything? Like, and I wouldn't even say, like, I'm, like, too, like, I guess sexually, like, demanding per se, but, like, damn, like, quarantine does something to you. Like, it's wild. And I was at my parents' house for, like, 2 months, so I was really celibate, like, really celibate. Like, it was rough. Like, oh my God.
I feel that on another level. Hey mom, if you're listening to this. Did you try at all to date, like, during COVID or, like, when coming back, or?
I think when I was home, I was like, let me, like.
Is this New Hampshire or LA?
This is New Hampshire. My parents live in New Hampshire now. So I did like my high school in New Hampshire, like all that. So I was like, let me go on like Hinge and just see what's good. Like, I just changed my location or whatever. And I was just curious to see if, like, anybody from my high school would pop up. And, like, sure enough, like, and, like, I don't know. I wouldn't say that, well, I don't know. I guess I glowed up, like, quite a bit, like, since high school, as most people do. But also, like, I, in high school, like, since I was, like, a newer student, like, a lot of people, like, didn't really know me. They just thought I was, like, that new girl, right? And so, yeah, like, I didn't really have the opportunity to, like, really date a lot when I was in high school because of that. And, yeah, of course, jump on Hinge. All these people that were, like, juniors and seniors when I was, like, a sophomore or a freshman are, like, go here. And I'm, like, yeah. Do you know who I, like, do you even know my existence? And they're just, like, yeah, like, wow, like, you look so good, like, blah, blah, blah. And I actually, it was crazy. Before COVID, though, I actually ended up going on a date with somebody that I went to high school with that lives here.
Really?
Which was wild, like.
Well, yeah, wait, well, how did you meet? And, like, what was that like? Like, how did you reconnect?
That was on Hinge. This is the funny part, though, is that I never, like, knew him. I was like on Hinge, right? I'm like, you know, doing my checking or whatever it is. And then I like see this guy and I'm like, wow, I'm like, he looks really familiar. And then like scroll down to like hometown and I'm like, that's weird. Like, what? And then I was like, okay, wait. I'm like, let me do the Facebook test and like see how many mutual friends we have. And so I did the Facebook test and it was like 200 or something like that, mutual friends. And I was like, all right, yeah, like I definitely like cross paths with you at some point. And so yeah, then we ended up going on a date and it was like really cool and stuff, but then I don't even know, like I guess I got really busy after we went on a date and he like asked to hang out again and then like it just kind of like fell off the face of the earth. But like it was so weird meeting somebody that I went to high school with and like never actually spoke to. But, like, he knew my friends and I knew his friends.
Yeah, you have, like, a lot of shared experiences.
It was so strange, like, talking about, like, oh, like, do you remember when this happened? You remember when that happened? And I'm just like, yeah, but, like, this is weird because, like, I feel like I was just, like, a ghost that was just, like, there and, like, experienced these things. But, like, I never have spoken to you or, like, seen you before, like, odd. But
you know what's kind of cool about that is that it's like kind of similar to being set up by a mutual friend, because it's like, you know, you have references and you know you have like a shared experience that like that will probably work out better than like meeting someone random, you know.
Yeah, I ended up like hanging out with a friend of mine from high school like after that had all happened. And I was telling her, like, oh, yeah, like, I went on a date with somebody from, like, high school. And she was like, wait, who? And I, like, told her. And she was like, oh, my God, like, he lives in my town. And I'm just like,
oh, my gosh.
I'm just like, oh, my God, like, why? Like, I mean, it was cool, don't get me wrong. But, like, it was just so, like.
Did it not, like, I'm guessing it didn't work out.
I mean, it didn't, like, end bad. It literally just, like. It never went anywhere because, like, I literally just got busy and, like, probably forgot to respond to, like, a text message or something. But, like, it was just so wild because all the conversations we had, like, when we were talking about high school stuff, like, I felt like it was so long ago. And, like, I don't know. It was just so strange to, like, reconnect with somebody that, like you just said, like, had, like, similar experiences. But, like, it just felt like so much had happened since then. And like, I changed so much since then that like, I don't know, it was weird to kind of like jump back into the past, like fully, but like not really, because I didn't even like, I've never met this guy before, but like he knew my past in a weird way, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. I can't even like imagine going on a date with somebody like from high school right now. The even crazier thing is like, if people, I don't necessarily believe in soulmates, but, like, for people who do, like, you might have already met your soulmate, and, like, you just don't know it. You just might have needed time in between, you know?
Yeah.
It could have been somebody who, like, you've crossed paths with before in the past, and you just never know.
Yeah, I, like, I don't think I believe in soulmates either, but, like, so a friend of mine from high school that like he sat behind me in like science class. Honestly, I don't, he wouldn't listen to this unless I told him to listen to it. But what's funny is that like I have definitely 1,000% been in love with him since my freshman year of high school. And about like a year ago, he had like responded to like a Snapchat story or something that I posted. And he was like, oh my God, like you look so good or like something like that. And I was just like, I don't know. I was probably like a little tipsy. I think I was at homecoming for my college. So I was definitely drinking. And I like responded something like way flirtier than like my normal responses to him are. Long story short, it ended up going down the road of being like, wait, like you like me? Wait, I like you. Wait, has this been a thing for like 5 years? Yeah. Okay. Like it was so weird. Like, yeah. And we're both like very similar in the sense of like I'm not like super forward with like my feelings and stuff. And he's the same way. And so like when we admitted this to each other, I was like, oh my God, like we've straight up been in love with each other for like 5 years and like never said anything to each other. Except the hard part is like he still lives like in New Hampshire where I went to high school and like I live here now. And I mean, yeah, our lives are just like totally different, but like it's just so crazy to think about that like if the situation was different, like maybe if I was there, if he was here, like we would be like dating or whatever. But like I don't know, that shit is crazy. I wouldn't say it's like a soulmate per se, but like
no, it's wild.
See myself with for like my mom, literally my mom, like a few years ago was like, I would be so happy if you married him. And I was just like, can you stop? Like at the time too, I like couldn't even admit to myself that I like loved him. And like my mom said that and I'm just like, ew, no mom, like no. And like now I'm like, oh my God, like I've been lying to myself for so long. Like
I mean, the crazy thing is it's always like, what if? Like, what if this was different? What if that was different? Like, I've had that experience somewhat too. And it's like, you never know. And you might think that that person's your person and they might be, and you might just need time and who knows like what will happen. But at the same time, like just as quickly as somebody comes in and out of your life is like, just as like, is just as quickly someone new can come into your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go on one date with someone and it could be like the best date you've ever been on. And 24 hours before, you would have never expected that, you know? Yeah. So I guess at this point, like, and we're so young, like it's just about keeping the options open and like seeing where life takes us. And then, you know, who knows, maybe down the road it might happen.
Yeah, exactly. Like I don't know, when we both realized this, I was like, okay, like I'm not gonna get hung up on this, but like it's a thing and like I'm acknowledging it. But like, yeah, I mean, I feel like as of right now, like I'm just super open to like I just, it, I don't even like need to be like in the mindset of like this needs to be a successful relationship. Like I really honestly just, I would love to meet somebody that like is understanding of like my like path, because that's always hard for me. Like I was kind of talking about earlier, like I feel like my path is very niche and like it doesn't make sense to a lot of people to be like, oh, I just did 4 years of college and now I'm going to go do 5 years more. Like, it, you know what I mean? Like, and also like, I don't necessarily know, like, I mean, it would be cool to date like another scientist, but like, I feel like I have so much more to like offer than just being a scientist that like, I would love to date somebody else who has just a completely different like mind than me. I feel like I need that like to balance me out. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm really like open to like anybody. And I mean, I don't know. I'm just like waiting. I don't know. I'm being patient now. I feel like I've spent a lot of time like seeking out and going after, but like, I think it's my time to just chill and like let it come to me, I guess.
Okay. So we have our final segment, which is called Shots, where I ask you rapid fire questions. Are you ready?
Maybe. We'll see, I guess.
Okay. Early bird or night owl?
Night owl.
Work hard or play hard?
Play hard.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Dine out or delivery?
Dine out.
Laundry or dishes?
Laundry.
TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
Money or fame?
Fame.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Spicy or mild?
Spicy.
What's your favorite season?
Fall.
Coffee or drink state?
Coffee.
What is your drink of choice?
Wine.
What is your favorite song at the moment?
This is hard. What is my favorite song? I just saw something about Kate Renata, so we'll go Kate Renata. I think the song I like by him is called like 113 or something like that. It's a number. Mm. So we'll go with that.
Nice. What would you rate yourself out of 10?
Oh God. Oh geez. I'll be nice to myself. I'll give myself a 9 out of 10 because there's always room for improvement.
Love that. And if you had a boat, what would you name it?
The first thing that came to mind was Sheila, and I could not tell you why, but for some reason, Sheila.
Okay, I love that. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. If you want to match with our guest, you can slide into the DMs on Instagram at drinks.first. If you don't have an Instagram, you can email me, drinksfirstpodcast@gmail.com. Rate, review, subscribe to the podcast, share it with all your friends because that helps me a ton. Thank you so much for being on. This has been so much fun.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, great.